Okay, Bruchim Haboim, welcome, welcome those who are live with us here on the Zoom. We apologize for the technical difficulties in getting starting. Welcome to those who are live with us on Chabad.org. I see many people now logging on Chabad.org. Welcome to those who will be watching at a future point in time. And Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.
Yes.
Please. Yes, perhaps. A book that is one of the smaller books of Rambam, so we get an easy pass. Perhaps it's one of the easier books of us to comprehend and understand. But as we approach and as we venture forth into Sefer Torah, a book that requires extra diligence, extra effort to be able to understand. In fact, those who are buying the set of the Rambam Hamavur, colloquially known as the Chitrik Rambam, they've now come out with the entire set of the Book of Torah, which truly has wonderful diagrams and explanations and pictures that allows us to understand the Rambam. So volume one has been out for a while now. Volume two and volume three are out. So if you have not purchased them and you want to be able to have this new cycle of Rambam learning of the Book of Torah, take it to the next level. I encourage you and all those who are listening to get a copy quickly before they run out so that we can study this Book of Torah and we can move from Karbanos to Torah. So welcome one, welcome all. We are honored to have with us with this book of Karbanos, there's a lot to unpack, but for us this year, the most relevant chapter was one small chapter that we all noticed, we studied as the Shluchim gathered around the world, was the chapter, the Perek, about Hakel. And therefore, today's Siyum is going to be focused on the mitzvah of Hakel, something that we are all vested in, and we are all hustling and bustling around. We're going to travel around the world, where for those of us on this side, it's already tomorrow, and we're going to welcome Rabbi Lipsker. Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Lipsker.
Nechem Shalom, thank you very much.
That's why there's usually more than one teacher.
Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for being here, for joining us. And let's jump right in around the world, Hakel, Australia. Take it away. Tell us a little bit about how each of us can glean some kinas sofrim, can be jealous of what you and your fellow shluchim together have put together. Please give us a little taste. And we're going to have not just one guest, but two guests. We're going to hear from the Hakel Office International. We're going to hear from around the world, Rabbi Lipsker. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me. It's a special service, especially at Hakel. As I was just listening, the Rebbe speaking Chol HaMoed in Tavshim Emches, where the Rebbe says that if the Eibishter gave you your golden trumpet and gave you kayak to use it, then use it. And the Rebbe literally starts referring to telephones. The Rebbe said, I'm sure everyone, many right after Yom Tov picked up their phones. So sometimes everyone's nodding their head in 770, the knowing nod. And meanwhile, the Rebbe is years and years ahead of our attitude. And the Rebbe says, the first thing after Abdullah, pick up your phone, trying to make a business deal across the world. And the Rebbe says, be able to utilize that, specifically for Hakel, to use your golden trumpet, if that's what Abister granted you, and speak to the other side of the world, literally, the Rebbe's words. So it's an absolute honor and pleasure. I think our story of Hakel, of course, starts many, many years ago, but our Melbourne story, I think starts actually last Hakel, and I just want to preface quickly with a Fabregen from Rabbi Levitansky, Olav Shalom, from Simcha Monica, and he was Yutas Kisa Fabregen with us in Yeshiva, and he said, sometimes the Rebbe is Fabregen, and you think the Rebbe is talking very, very Himmeldick in the sky, not necessarily in our realm. And he said, the Rebbe was speaking about in his days that the youth are searching, and he said, we went outside 770, we looked up Kingston Avenue. We looked down Kingston Avenue. We didn't see, youth searching. What's the Rebbe talking about? And of course, he said the moment he went on Shluchas, there was an outpour of youth. And I feel also by Hakel that the Rebbe is speaking about this energy of uniting, that the special energy exists, and the Rebbe actually almost cryptically speaks about it in Lav Davka, only in Yishnas Hakel, that every time could be a Hakel. So I believe that's where our story begins. Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Gutnick, the shliach over here to Chabad at Caulfield has something amazing called Chanukah in the Park, an incredible Hakel style where everyone from every type of community comes for Chanukah. Now, Moshkacha Pratas had it, ironically, last Shnas Hakel, then it was a bit of a security thing, and between a few things, Rabbi Kutnik felt that year, it shouldn't really happen that year. And something incredible happened. Some especially
what was the event? What was the event that usually happens? What is it?
It's called Chanukah in the Park, and they take over an entire park. Stands, of course, the Mifzoyim is incredible. That's the Iker, but there's free rides and free stands and kosher food market. and everything you could imagine from, you know, communities representatives. The YG always put up a Hanukkah play with a, you know, end of the day lighting the menorah and candle. Of course, by us it's the summer, so Hadlaka Neris goes quite late and go into 9:00 p.m. And it's really an incredible Jewish affair. And that year, Punkt, for a couple, number of reasons, he felt it shouldn't really happen. But some young shluchim, the young crazies, they said, this cannot, first of all, the amount of time, we cannot cancel such a thing. And let alone, everyone's like, it's not Hakel, ironically, out of all years. So something beautiful happens that Rebbe relates in the Maimon regarding the Esrin, that there is the Esrin, first the Rebbe refers to that it tolerates all the seasons. You know, we talk, and here there's many, many beautiful shluchim and very, excuse me for using the word, very powerful shluchim. In other words, real large communities, extremely busy, 24/7. Everyone's busy, but everyone's beautifully soivel each other. Everyone tolerates each other, and there's a great sense of unity in that form. But then the Rebbe speaks about something more than, it's not just about tolerance, it's about working together. And amazingly, even though this was brought up by a young shliach, I think the original was Rabbi Haller, everyone got involved. There was no arrogance, there was no ego. I'll call them the top shluchim, the busiest shluchim, shluchim with running serious like chabadases and serious communities. I know it's chabadas and schools that they're up to their beyond their head. Everyone got involved from young to old. And I'll say metaphorically, anoshim v'taf, from the top to the bottom, everyone got involved, and in most. A miracle happened. We're short on time, so I'm not going to get into everything. But we obviously were going to move it to a new space, and we were going to move it to a massive race course. And the board said we can't. That was in charge of the race course. So on their way out, two of the shluchim noticed there was this massive holiday theme park. That was like a pop-up theme park for Yena, for their season. And they had the guts. They like snuck right into the tent, and this included a massive circus, tons of rides, and a whole carnival. And they walked in and said, what if we rented it for one night? Incredible nissim. The guy allowed us. Within an hour, they shut down. In other words, we prepared for it. We set up a team of designing and a team of advertising. Every shliach got their hands dirty in an incredible way. And that night saw thousands and thousands of yidden. It was such a kiddush Hashem and a real, real hakel. And that was where I saw seeds. No, that was just a hakel moment. But for me, that really sowed seeds. That the shluchim not only again continue to tolerate each other in the most beautiful way, but really work together. It spilled out to the 18 for 18 that many of you may have seen featured a couple of years ago during COVID. We got the entire Australia together for 18 minutes in Chai El and Chai for Lag BaOmer, and which spilled into another thing in Torah, specifically in Amman, which had a special story. I'm not sure if I have time for. And we started this national Rambam Shir. From around Australia, because during COVID was also again the siyum of the Gimel Prokem and Shlich and Perek Echad, and we started this shir, which comes with its own incredible story.
So let's fast forward to this now. So that was 7 years ago. Now we come to this hakel.
Which one do you want, the story or just bechla?
Give us a little taste, and then give us. I hear there's a special story coming.
Okay, this year quickly we Baruch Hashem had this massive. We take over. I would say the biggest, but don't get carried away. I think it's the size of the bathroom in the bathroom area in Six Flags in the States. But here we have something called Luna Park, which is the biggest amusement park for Australia standards. And that's something that didn't happen in a long time because of COVID. And we booked it out. It was completely booked out, Baruch Hashem. But Abishta had his ways and got completely rained out, as I heard in America happened, in New York happened as well. But again, we did this pop-up hakel where again saw thousands. And then it allowed us, actually was happy. I said, oh, Baruch Hashem, because after Sukkot, we were able to do a second hakel, which again, thousands came through, and now we were able to do Mifta Tefillin, Mifta Yisrael Torah, and Mifta Hakel. We made a few hakels. And it's spilling over to the next generation. Our Talmidish looking for massive plans to join all the schools around Melbourne from different walks of life to do another incredible hakel. So we're very, very excited as the year is just beginning.
So why don't you conclude and give us, I hear there's a very, very special story that I think that will be shared and will be shared and will be shared, and this video will be watched many times over after you share it. So please give us something special.
It's very personal, and I did ask permission from the person involved, so he allowed me, and I think if Rabbi Yaakov sees on, I sent him the picture, but that will come in a few minutes. So this year, we started in, I think, again, one thing leads to another, and the Hakel seeds have grown, and we started this Rambam shiur to give the people a taste of Rambam locally. So every shliach, again, shliach from big and small kibbutz is giving a shiur 6 days a week. I think in Motzei Shabbos, we give, so really 7 days a week in Rambam. It was this person that originally was not very involved in the community. He actually physically also lived far away and originally took a step back from the Frumah community, the Jewish community. He was a proud Jew, but not necessarily that involved in Inyanim. And I had some dealings with him earlier, trying to get his children more involved. And originally, he took a big step away. Through, again, some amazing people, he really became warm and close to the Yiddish guy. And amazingly, he took on this Rambam challenge. And of course, when we launched this Rambam thing, you have 20, 30 guys. But the COVID gets long and boring, especially in Australia. We had the longest lockdown in the world. We won something. And just by the way, it's really good that we're going to, I remember the jokes when we were learning Tara that year, that we were preparing for Mashiach. Everyone's, if it's a Rishon or a Sheni, if you're a close contact or a secondary contact, no one heard of these words before. And when Mashiach comes, you have to all learn all the Tara. So it becomes very practical. We know what's flying. But anyways, this individual was a diligent Rambam man. He came every weekend. I have to say, some weeks I couldn't make it. I had the Friday shift. I couldn't always make it. And then I would go on sometimes. He'd be leading the shir, taking his Chabad.org, teaching it. And no matter how big or small the shir, and sometimes the shir really went down to two people, he would be diligent and learn his Rambam of a fool. And I don't think he ever stopped. This is incredible. Unfortunately, about a half a year ago, Noach ben Esther became diagnosed with a illness that's right now no natural cure for. I think he kept learning. He couldn't always log on, but he was learning his Rambam. Now, just parenthetically, I, Baruch Hashem, turned 40 this year. I very much wanted to go to the Rebbe for my 40th, the Shnas Hakel, but because it's right before Yom Kippur, my calculation that I would have to land Erev Yom Kippur if I wanted to make it back for Yom Kippur at all, and it wasn't the right thing to do. So I just put the idea to rest. But my wife spoke to my rabbis and my mashpia. They thought I was going to do this, so she surprised me with a ticket to the rabbis. So I was able to be Shnasach, at least for Rosh Hashanah, and for my birthday, and I flew back on my birthday. Right before I left, my mother came to me, and she said, I want to give you something. She gave me $8 from the rabbi. For myself and my wife, it's a lying 11, and then my six beautiful kids. And she said, here's $8. Now, one of the dollars was quite interesting, and I didn't pay much attention to it. It was in an envelope. I put it in my pocket, and on my flight, I was thinking, you know, I, Baruch Hashem, actually received the dollars from the Rebbe, and I feel I should share this with somebody. I always had that, like, wish to share a dollar from the Rebbe, but I didn't know if it was right. You know, at what point does someone just give away their dollars? I felt, you know, I have to give this. And I right away thought of this Jew, Noach. And I looked down at the envelope and something incredible. It actually said, Siyum HaRambam. It was when the Rebbe already had the stroke, but the Rebbe wanted to participate. There's even pictures of the Rebbe coming out on the porch, and the Rebbe wanted to participate in the Siyum. And the Siyum was 1992 in Tafshin Gimel already. And the Rebbe participated by giving out dollars in this envelope. And on one end, I'm thinking, maybe I should give more a dollar that was actually received hand to hand from the Rebbe. But I'm like, yeah, enough, you know, stop the heresy. This is directly from the Rebbe. And it's a Rambam dollar. I feel like this Jew deserves a Rambam dollar. He's a Rambam Jew. And the Rambam is known as the big cure. Of course, that was his profession. The Rebbe referred to that. I said, you know what? He's the Rambam man. He's getting my Rambam. But it wasn't a conclusive resolution. So I put it away. And a few days later, a shliach came to my office. We were discussing Simchas Hashem, and just the story of his child came up. And I said, wow, I have this incredible story. And I said, you know what? Actually, I wanted to give this guy a dollar. So on the spot, I didn't want to forget. And I also wanted to kind of commit myself. So I called the guy up. And I said, Noach, I brought back a gift from New York. I brought back a dollar from the Rebbe. I could hardly talk. He was very, very emotional. And later apologized for not being able to talk. I said, I understand. He was really, really emotional. So anyways, fast forward. I kind of shelve it again. You know, I didn't give it to him right away. And then I come into my office and I see the envelope there. So I pop it in my pocket. I said, next time I see his shliach, which is also by the mental health, and he lives a good half an hour. I said, you know, let me next time I bump to the shliach, So it's in my pocket again. 2 days later, randomly, I meet the shliach and I give him the dollar. I say, oh, this is for Noam. That Matzah Shabbos made a Fabringen for my birthday, belated. I wanted also to come back from the Rebbe and make a belated Yavaledas, Fabringen. And after the Fabringen, I get a picture. If you haven't seen once this year, and it says, it's a picture of the shliach giving Noach the dollar. Oh my God, that's beautiful. And then all of a sudden, I look at the picture, and I was quite stunned. And then I hear the voice down. It says, did you pay attention? The dollar was given Chav Ches Tishrei that night. It was weird. I don't know why. I never read the full envelope. And that night, Chav Ches Tishrei, 28th of Tishrei, Tavshin and Gomel, exactly to date, 30 years earlier, which was Tavshin Pagim. So 1992 to 2022 in Tishrei. That night, that's all my stalling and procrastination. That night, that dollar got to him. He was, the next day, he was, again, I called him. He was so emotional. I asked him permission to share the story. And his words were, Menachem, other than my wife and children, this is the greatest gift I ever had.
Wow. May he have a refuah shleima. And may we all see the brachas of the Rambam, Limud HaRambam. May it bring a lot of brachas for you, for your mishpach, for your shluchas, and for all of us around the world. Yashakel, thank you very, very much for sharing this with us. And if we can, we'd like to ask you, please, we're now going to be Messiah. We're now going to conclude Sefer Karbonis together. And we'd like to ask you, please, to read at least to teach us a little bit of the end of the Sefer Karbonis, Hilchas Tomorrow, where the Rambam teaches us and tells us about the way that we understand and appreciate mitzvahs. Do you see it on the screen?
I see it, but where do you want me to start from? I always love the end of Rambam because that's where you see where the Rambam writes that he literally encompasses Kol HaTorah Kula, his end of Sefer messages.
Exactly. Okay, why don't we start from here? Afal Pisha Kol Chukei HaTorah Zedus. Go ahead.
All right, Afal Pisha Kol Chukei HaTorah Zedus Hem Kama Shebarna B'Sef Me'ila. Even though that every single chayk in the Torah, the statutes, the mitzvahs, are really just, we do them just because Hashem commanded us. Royally is by actually fitting to think about then. If you can find some type of reasoning, you should give a reason. The first Chachamim actually said that Shlomo Melech did indeed understand most of these statutes. So it seems to me that this that the pasuk says that the actual original carbon that you were going to give and the exchange you try to give, they should both remain holy. Similar that if somebody sanctifies property for the base of Mignosh and then wants to redeem it, the Torah understands a person's way of thinking and a little bit about his Yetzirah.
A little bit, not too much.
The nature of a person is that inside he's biased, he's towards his property, and he has rachmanis on his own money. Even though he wholeheartedly donated, but sometimes perhaps he kind of had some regret. Now he wants to redeem it, so he'll kind of all of a sudden find issues and why it's really only worth less. I'm going to tell you in Pandalat's maze of times. The Torah says, yeah, you want to redeem it, no problem. Now add another fifth. The Chayne make this behemoth conditions are good. So, too, if you actually donate the actual animal, he's going to regret it. And since now you can't redeem it anymore, so he'll say, okay, I'll swap it. And if the Torah gives him a shush to switch, even a worse behemoth is claiming that it's a better behemoth. You'll then all of a sudden somehow magically change a good animal for a worse animal. And he'll convince himself that it's a better deal. Therefore, the pasuk says, just don't do it. Even if you think it's better, just don't do it. And it's fine. That if he does switch, says the pastor, okay, no problem. Now both are holding. Congratulations. And the truth is, this is all in order to give me some help here. Subdue his Yetzirah and really fix his deus, his opinions, his views, his attitude. Rav Dine HaTorah Einan Al Eitzah Smeirachag Migdol HaEitzah. The truth is, that's the, all the Torah, the Eibush is trying to get us, make us straight. Writes, behold, I have written to you in the Torah, prominent matters, to inform you, to speak about truth, so that you'll respond truthfully to those who send you, blessed be the merciful one who grants us assistance. And we've concluded the ninth Sefer, Sefer of Kabbalah.
Mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov. Thank you very much. And maskif maschal al hashlama, we now immediately begin book number 10, which the Rambam teaches hameis, that if we have any human corpse, it is betama b'mago masa b'oil, tumas shiva, one is tame for 7 days, either when one comes in contact with it by touching it or by carrying it or being in the same airspace as it. Now, tungas mad, it actually explicitly in the Torah tells us that if we touch or we're in the same airspace as a corpse, that we are susceptible to becoming tame. It says, if we touch the person, we are tame for 7 days. And it tells us that if we're in the same airspace, we are tame for 7 days. Thank you, Rabbi Lipsker. Aslacha, aslacha. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Aslacha. Tremendous continued stories, miracles, and blessings. And we now move right across the world to New York City, to Crown Heights, to the Hakel Mashiach office. We welcome Rabbi Naparstek. Rabbi Naparstek, Shalom Aleichem. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's an honor to have you on. Can you please unmute yourself and we can have you here, please?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rabbi Lipsker, one of my mentors. And thank you, Rabbi Resnick, for putting together this Simur Rambam. Every single time. We really enjoy it. So
thank you for being on and for sharing with us. Now, you are the source of Rambam in the world. You've been charged by Merkel's and Chinuch Suite 302 to be able to help all of us and to assist all of us on this. And if you can, you've been sort of involved, if you will, in the Parsha of Rambam. We studied it for one day of Rambam. But as you've done this, can you give us a little bit sort of update from the field and tell us what insights we can glean from the world of Hakel?
For sure, 100%. And I will say that the Rambam that we read on the Knesset Shulchan, which is an incredible thing, people have to realize that the Knesset Shulchan Ma'alami was established on a Shnas Hakel. So it's a Hakel institution. And it is the closest, if we can say, to Hakel, a true Hakel of the entire Jewish nation, every single Jewish community in the world represented by the Knesset Shulchan, and that day, right, everyone was talking about it. We actually learned the Rambam on Hakel, the focus that we have on the Rambam and Hakel is actually focused on the Rebbe. In fact, the words of the Rambam become the source of the Rebbe's tremendous Miftzah Hakel. It's all embedded in the words of the Rambam, as we all learned. The Rambam says these incredible words. If someone's standing in the Hazara during Shnas Hakel and he can't hear the Sefer Torah, he can't hear. He's too far. And the Rambam makes it very clear. He's Yetzer. He's Mekayim Mitzvah Hakel. Why? Because the main point of Hakel is the effects that it's supposed to have afterwards. It's supposed to increase in Lechazik Dasa Emes. It's supposed to increase your Yiddishkeit, connection to Hashem. Supposed to increase your shemaim, l'man yishma, l'man yimudu. It says clearly in the pasuk, "Biyaras Hashem lekechem." It's clearly in the pasuk. So here we find something phenomenal, as opposed to probably any other mitzvah in Torah. The ramifications of this mitzvah are more central than the action. Right? Take matzah for example. Right, the main thing is that you eat the matzah. Matzah is supposed to give you emuna, supposed to give you refuah. Let's say, okay, that is secondary to the fact that you ate matzah. By hakel's different. By Hakel, it's clearly the Geder Halacha in the Rambam that the effect of the mitzvah, the way you walk away from the mitzvah, that it affects your Yiddishkeit, it strengthens your Yiddishkeit, that is more central than the actual gathering by the Beis Hamikdash. Now, why is that so important? Because this becomes the mucker that the Rebbe relies upon, that the entire mitzvah Hakel Lishturim flowers from. The Rebbe's mitzvah Hakel is different than any other and any other kach, if there was hakel throughout the generations, because there have been. There's research done on different hakel, different generations, different daily Yisrael, kach and hakel. But every single one of them, it was a zecher l'miklosh. A zecher. We want to remember what happened to Beis HaMikdash. By the Rebbe, it's clear that you're mekayim something. You're actually being foil something. It's not just a zecher remembrance. And according to the Rebbe, the proof for that is the Rambam. The Rambam is basically saying that what's central to the mitzvah is the effects. So even in Zman HaGolos, when we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the Melech, we don't have the Torah, we don't have all the ingredients that's needed to make a hakel, a pialacha, but still, you're able to have the effects. You're able to increase in your shemayim. You're able to strengthen Shas Yiddishkeit. So just because we don't have the pu'ul of hakel that brings upon the effects of the Beis HaMikdash means we just throw out the etzim of the mitzvah, the pnimius of the mitzvah. So to the Rebbe, people who are mekayim hakel even nowadays are doing the same hakel as the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have the mitzvah hakel of pialacha, but the pnimius of the mitzvah, where hakel, that's the main thing, we do have. So definitely the Rambam is, and like a lot of the Rebbe's table, the Rambam is the basis for this incredible mitzvah of the Rebbe.
So you in New York are helping to affect the ultimate kavan. In other words, we have the spirit of hakel, but we don't have the actual physical representation of it today with the melech.
I will add. Go ahead. This may sound completely, if the Rebbe didn't say this, then we wouldn't be able to say it. But the Rebbe actually points out that hakel nowadays actually has an advantage over the hakel in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, before you fall out of your seats, I'll explain. In the Rebbe's view, from Matan Torah to Yemei Mashiach, when we have the ultimate hakel, there's no regression. You know, Managolos went back. Oh, now we're missing the Beis HaMikdash. There's only progression. It only gets better. The Rebbe points out like this. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when you had all the splendor, when you had the experience of the Beis HaMikdash and the Bima and the trumpets, it was possible. We hope not, but it was possible for someone to get distracted by all this external trappings and miss the message. It's possible. But now that hakel is only about the message, we don't have the trumpets, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, it's all about the message, all about the pnimius, then there's nowhere to get distracted. So it's actually an advantage.
Except if you're doing an amusement park, maybe, I don't know.
What?
I said, if you're doing it in an amusement park,
okay. So here, I'll point out that the Rebbe's mifsa is, you know, there's a lot of elements to the Rebbe's mifsa. I'll take you straight away. You want to know about the organization that we have called Hakel Nation, hakelnation.com. It is a joint effort between America Suite 302 and Tzach in Crown Heights. What better than to share the screen? I'll show you what we have
please,
here.
Please. Right.
Okay. Hakelnation.com. So firstly, we have here the first ever digital hakel card, which can be filled out. The Rebbe actually got very involved in the hakel card in Tavshin Memches. The Rebbe actually specified different specifications, and the hakel card was meant to serve a person to help him commit to doing hakels, right? We're still in the beginning of the year. People could commit to doing hakels. It should go into a central database, and then the ma'argnim, the people who are arranging the central database of hakel, should then follow up throughout the year, helping people with different resources and ideas, which we do. So you fill out the hakel card, and once a month, you're going to have, once a month you have...
So if I fill out that I'm doing 10 hakels, I'm going to get a call from you to say, Raleigh, how many have you done?
Well, we're not here. We're here to be the good cop, not the bad cop. So we're here to help. We're doing 10 hakels. We're here to help you. You definitely get a call. Together with the hakel card, there's a hakel hotline, and there's a hakel WhatsApp status to see all the hakels happening all over the world. And you'll get emails, phone calls to help. Alongside the hakel card, by the way, the Rebbe was so specific about the hakel card, the Rebbe said, should be tefach al tochaim. They were talking about the sizes. I know people are talking about tefach al tochaim is a smartphone. Literally, so you take your smartphone, you open up the hakel card, you have tefach al tochaim, you fill it out, you submit, and you go into the central database. We have different explainers on what a hakel is, everything you need, resource-wise, you'll find on the site, or links on the site, a comprehensive resource library. So there's many hakel resource libraries online, by the way. So Hakel Nation will take you to all the resource libraries. So it's a library of the libraries. One thing I want to point out over here is a customizable hakel flyer. I don't know if you see my screen, you have these canvas where you could have ready-made flyers for your Hakel event. No need to actually have to do it yourself. We have Hakel tonight, the stop drop and Hakel, and the Hakelination, Hakelation for kids. Another resource I'd like to point out, which is made by Hakel Nation, is an explainer booklet. If you want to know where I'm getting all my insight to the Hakel and the Mitzvah Hakel, it's all over here, and there's incredible insight. You'll find it. It's called Hakel Nation, Unity, Connection, and Mitzvah for the World. That's the essence of Hakel. And you have everything here with Makaris on the bottom. So if you want to know Hakel, you want to know why we storm, like, just explain to me, please. Someone sit down and explain to me. Finally, you heard all the trumpets. If you want to know what's going on with the trumpets, right here is in the Hakel Nation booklet. I'll point out a few resources, because if you see at the end of our Hakel Nation booklet, we have about 30 different maestas who have submitted different resources that are being done throughout Shnas Hakel. Whether you're a shlech or not a shlech, there's resources here for you. Incredible stuff throughout the year, all from the central maestas in Crown Heights. I'll point out over here a Hakel souvenir for your Hakel event, which is right now 50% off. Incredible book called Judaism in a Nutshell. And I'd like to also point out another incredible resource that's being produced by our Mashiach office here at Microsphere 2, which is the Hakel novel for kids, which is called The Last Act. The Hakel novel for kids is a serial novel. Every month is going to be released 4 chapters. By the time the year is over, we'll actually have a novel that looks something like this, The Last Act.
When is it going to be released? When is it coming out?
The full novel is going to be released after the serial is finished, around Shavuos time. So right now we have the first 4 chapters out. Give it to your kids. Very exciting. It's 4 chapters per month. You can do it once a week. You can make it into a very big hype, because alongside the chapter,
and you can order this right now. You can order this and you'll get the first chapters. Is it electronically, or you'll get them actually mailed?
You'll get them electronically. You get them electronically in your email, ready to print out. PDF ready to print out. Alongside that, you also have a book club. If you want to make a book club with your kids, all your kids read the chapter. You want to have a discussion about it. You want to learn out lessons for the daily life, Barakam, we have those pointers, those questions to guide you to make the book club. I want to say this is an incredible novel.
And Justin, what age is this novel geared towards?
It's geared for 8 years old to 13 years old, target. I'm sure even adults will love it, by the way. So the 13-year-old Shabakir Bacha will definitely love it. You have Rivka, you have Huda, you have Yossi. These kids are living. The protagonists in this story are living in Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, Beis Hamikdash HaRishon, during Golos time, during the Ershvi, different Hakels throughout history, combining all together to make this very dramatic, very contemporary, also novel for the kids, which they can learn out, but Hakel lessons, Hakel mindset to their daily life. So that's the Hakel novel. It's tutas.com/Hakel Kids, and that's where you subscribe.
But you'll get this all at HakelNation.com.
HakelNation.com will take you to all of this. Yes, exactly. Okay. Here's just, if you want to see the prologue, first chapter, this is what it looks like, ready to print. Something else I'm going to point out, which is incredible, is onemitzvah.org has created ready-made hachlata times for your Hakel event. What's onemitzvah.org? It's basically like a charity campaign all set up for you to raise mitzvahs or hachlatas. We have many different templates, as you can see. If you signed in one mitzvah org, we have templates for Shlema, for birthdays, for bas mitzvah, for bar mitzvah. And then on top of here, we have 3 Hakel templates, meaning you can choose a template. Within 4 minutes, you'll have a campaign set up for yourself. If you have a Hakel event and you want people to have a takeaway, right? The main thing of Hakel, as we said, is the takeaway, is the increase in your Shemaim, increase in Yiddishkeit. If you want to have a Geshmak, a very, very easy and professional looking hachlata time at the end of your Hakel, we have 3 templates that you can make, or you can make your own. You can upload your own graphics. I'll show you how they look. Here's the make your own Hakel. You have a little campaign. People can take achlata, as Rebbe said. Achlata of Hakel should be make your own Hakel. Everyone should be making their own Hakel. Another template is all about having a safe landing. The way to have a safe landing after inspiration is taking achlata. So that's this kind of template. And then we have bringing Hakel home. Taking some inspiration from the Hakel event to your children. So these are all just, different graphics that we give you to make a campaign. The real Hakel is after the event. You see, it's what you take away. Just that's also on Hakel Nation. You'll be able to get it on onemitzvah.org. and just hit any of the Hakel templates within 4 minutes, you could have your mitzvah campaign, your achlata campaign ready for your Hakel event. You can make the goal even just 10 achlatas, 10 achlatas, 50 achlatas. You can make that. There shouldn't be any goal. People will just take achlatas. But the point is that you have a very easy access, something you can do from your phone, something you can do from a link. It's easier than donating on a charity. Charity, I made that so easy to donate, right? It's literally 3 clicks of a button and you make a difference. This is very similar. It looks very similar. It operates very similar. And it's even easier. And we have all the graphics ready made for you and waiting. So that's just a few resources being created by the Central Maestas. Hakel Nation is gathering them, is cataloging them, and you know, hit our Hakel hotline. I'm doing a Hakel, I need help. Where do I start? We're here to help you. So that's for Hakel Nation.
Rabbi Parsik, all I can say is wow, wow, wow. You can stop sharing the screen. Thank you very, 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 very much. Hashem should bench you with tremendous hatzlacha for all of us to being a resource, to being the sort of central nerve system wherein all of us can create hakel. Yashakach, thank you very, 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 very much. Rabbi Lipsker, Rabbi Neparstik, thank you all those who are watching, who I see are on Chabad.org, who will be watching later on. May the Hashem give us the strength to venture forth into Sefer Torah, into book number 10, with a lot of diligence, that we should be able to study it all as one together, and we should be able to fulfill, ultimately, have the greatest Torah in the world. We will be able to have, I know that you said that we're having a greater Hakel than when Mashiach comes, but I'm sure we'll be able to, we won't mind if we have an actual Mashiach with an actual Melech altogether, where we'll feel the inspiration.
The greatest Hakel is when Mashiach comes. But because we're right before Mashiach comes, our Hakel is almost as great. So, but definitely, I want to say, in the Rebbe's view, our Hakels nowadays, with the greatest Shturm, is Plan B. It's all Plan B at the end of the day. Plan A is to have a Hakel with our Melech HaMashiach, the entire Jewish nation, in the Beis HaMikdash as it should be.
With that, Yasher Koyach, thank you very, very much. And a big Yasher Koyach to Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Kantor and to all the others who are behind the scenes making this Yumim happen. Hatzlacha Rabbah, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Hatzlacha, thank you very much, everyone, for joining.